Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to push for a measure that would significantly increase the amount of coronavirus stimulus checks. The House this week passed a measure that would boost payments from $600 to $2,000, but the legislation has been blocked by the Senate. Pelosi, pointing her finger at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, says there's no reason to dismiss a bill that has bipartisan support.
The President of the United States has expressed his support for the $2,000. The Democrats and Republicans in the House have passed that legislation. Who is holding up that distribution to the American people? Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans.
McConnell has paired the relief check measure with an unrelated demand from President Trump to abolish a law that limits liability for social media companies over information shared on their platforms. Congressional Democrats say combining the two issues will essentially quash the effort. Hospitals in many parts of Texas have reached their breaking points amid a surge of new coronavirus infections. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports the state is implementing stricter measures to help prevent additional outbreaks.
The San Antonio area has joined 11 other regions that must close bars and reduce capacity at some businesses under an executive order from Governor Greg Abbott. But more than two dozen counties across those regions have opted out of the restrictions, even as the virus spreads rapidly. State data show more than 11,000 Texans are now hospitalized with COVID-19, the highest number ever reported. The unprecedented number of hospitalizations comes as the state confirms nearly 27,000 new cases on Tuesday, shattering the previous record of just over 19,000 cases. An additional surge in cases tied to holiday gatherings is expected to arrive by mid-January. For NPR News, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Bernie.
The European Union has finalized a long-awaited investment agreement with China. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports the deal is designed to rebalance trade with Beijing, despite U.S. concerns that it could be counterproductive.
Since 2013, talks between the EU and China have stalled again and again on an investment treaty. But after Joe Biden won the U.S. presidential election, Chinese negotiators went into overdrive, offering concessions to the EU on market access for European companies to help push the deal through before the end of the year. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted the EU and China concluded the negotiations in principle.
NPR's Rob Schmitz reporting from Berlin. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 159 points, the S&P up 11. This is NPR News. Aftershocks continue to rock central Croatia today after a 6.3 earthquake hit on Tuesday, killing at least seven people. Joanna Kikisis reports several towns are now in ruins.
Rescue teams have been working throughout the night trying to find survivors in towns like Petrinja, where a 12-year-old girl was among the first earthquake victims identified. Petrinja's 25,000 residents are sleeping in tents or in their cars, terrified of aftershocks that continued into Wednesday. Thousands of others in nearby villages were also displaced. The European Union, of which Croatia is a member state, is sending its crisis management chief to the earthquake-struck area. Tuesday's quake was the strongest ever registered in Croatia. An earthquake hit the same spot on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kikisis.
The Swedish government says people traveling between the United Kingdom and Sweden will be required to show a negative test result for the coronavirus before entering the country. The new mandate is in response to a new strain of the virus first detected in Britain that's believed to be more contagious. More than two dozen countries have temporarily suspended flights from the UK to curb the spread. Sweden's travel requirement will take effect on January 1st. It does not apply to Swedish citizens. Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow up 160 points. Nasdaq Composite also trading higher, up 43. This is NPR News.